morning, Mick.
Morning, Kim. How are you?
Good, mate. How you doing?
Very well.
That's good. Sorry about last weekend with the Raiders.
Oh, how disappointing.
Yeah. But didn't the Raiders play well?
They did. Now, to go on with it the way they did, because Dragons had the upper hand towards the back end of that first half.
True.
And the Raiders have showed a lot of resilience over the last, you know, sort of 6-8 weeks, where a lot of teams have been on top of them at half time, and then they come back out after half time and away they go.
Seems to be the word for the Raiders, resilience at the moment.
Something that will be very handy coming into the back end of the season.
And the second half has always been very spectacular for them the last several weeks. So
well, that's when you win a game of footy, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Now, tonight we've got the Rabbitohs and the Bulldogs. Rabbitohs are... They should get back, shouldn't they?
Be fine, yeah. Look, and if they're going to be a force in this competition, I know Wayne would be pushing pretty hard, saying if we want to win this, this is what we've got to do. And it starts tonight.
Yep. And tomorrow night we've got the Cowboys and the Panthers at Townsville.
I think the Panthers would be too strong.
Yeah, they'd have to be, wouldn't they?
Oh, I've been saying it for weeks now. The only thing that worries me is the young side being up for so long. Yeah, they've been up for, 15 weeks now, so... yeah, look, we'll wait and see.
They've been impressive. And that's at Townsville, but the Heat shouldn't get to the Panthers
too
much, I hope.
I don't think so, no.
The Eels and the Broncos in Sydney.
Yeah, take the Eels.
Yeah.
Now, the Eels have been disappointing of late, and I think they need to turn it around. If they think they're premiership contenders, same thing, they've got to show us that they are.
They've got to pump up, don't they?
They have.
Now, not surprisingly, last week the footy jackpot didn't go off for Pick the Score, so it's up to $400 tomorrow night. So what's your full-time score prediction?
28-12.
28-12, wow, okay, very good. Okay, hopefully that might help somebody.
It won't.
Saturday we've got the Sea Eagles and the Titans in Sydney. They're pretty close on the board.
Yeah, look, I've been impressed with the Titans. I'm going to go with Manly. Tommy Trbojevic is back.
Ah, that'll make a difference.
Which will make a hell of a difference.
Yeah, huge difference to the Sea Eagles. The Storm and the West Tigers, Sunshine Coast. You know, if the West Tigers are on, they're on. And
they are,
good.
And they play really good footy against the better sides. You know, games they're meant to win, they don't. And games that they're not meant to win, they do. So this will be a good game of footy. But I know for a fact that Melbourne would be disappointed with last week. Yeah, they had a good win. But they, you know, conceded too many points, and Craig Bellamy would be livid at that, and they would have done a hell of a lot of defence this week. And I'd be surprised if they let any tries in, to be honest.
So you go the Storm. The Roosters and the Sharkies, SCG.
Yeah,
hey,
Roosters.
The Roosters will probably win that, but I reckon that'll be a good game.
It will be a good game, but I tend to think that the Sharks never back up real good. They have a real good win one week and then they struggle the next. And whether that's experience or whether that's the up and down effects of NRL footy, I just don't. They had a good win against the Warriors, but I just can't see them bouncing back against the side like the Roosters.
No, me neither. Roosters are playing too
they
good.
Are.
Yep. Sunday, Raiders at home to the Warriors.
Yeah, take the Raiders.
Yeah.
Be a good game of footy, but I think the Raiders will be too strong.
I can get resilience. Can get very impressed with the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
When they're playing well.
They are very, very good. And you don't know what you're going to get. You know, you lean more towards a side of they're going to get close to a victory.
Mm.
They've changed that mentality of the Warriors, but yeah, the season's gone for them. And I guess they just need to bounce up the old Raiders if they want to be in the top four.
Yeah, look, I think the Warriors don't play for 80 minutes, and you always say that.
Yeah.
They've got to play for 80 minutes. And to wrap up, your beloved Dragons are going to be taking on the Knights at Newcastle.
The head says Knights, the heart says the Dragons, but I'll go the Knights.
Oh,
yeah,
goodness me.
I can't see the Dragons winning the Knights up there.
I just fell on the floor. Really? So you're going against your team.
Well, they've been disappointing, and I was very, very disappointed. I don't like bagging players of this era. But what I saw on Saturday up there, I was very disappointed. It seems to be an attitude thing. That they're very, very good players and got everything around them. They've got a good structure there, but it just comes down to the attitude on the day. And they can be good in patches, but poor in other patches. And, you know, you see a tackle there that Josh Papali, Polak, Cameron McInnes on his own line coming out. Now, for me, I'm a bit old school, and there was two front rowers back there.
Yeah.
That was your job.
Yeah.
Front row, get in there and cut that up. Not
That's
a little
right.
fella like him. And that really, it typified what the Dragons have been like this year is its attitude.
Yeah, it's frustrating for
it really
Dragons
come
fans.
Out there. So, look, I'll go against the Dragons this week.
Okay, well, that's round 19. Look forward to next week, Mick, and enjoy your footy.
No worries. Thanks, Kim.